Joining me in the studio is Rick Rollman, Chief Lending Officer at JBT, Jonestown Bank and Trust. And also in studio is Ken Shutter with FIA. Ken, what's your title, your exact title with FIA?
I'm the Vice President of Private Lending at FIA.
Okay, very good. I received a news release that Jonestown Bank and Trust was partnering with FIA to help provide loans for young people to go to college. And this is really quite a new deal and a very exciting proposition for Pennsylvania families. And I don't know which one of you, Rick or Ken, which one of you wants to sort of pick up the ball from there.
I can start out, Laura. Yeah, it is very exciting. We at FIA noticed that there was a gap here in Pennsylvania for families who are trying to finance a higher education. And so we created the PA Forward Student Loan Program to help Pennsylvania families with that, because most families had to go outside of Pennsylvania to borrow student loans to finance higher education. And so we partnered with community banks like JBT because we know that Pennsylvania families still trust doing business with their community banks. We went to the Department of Community and Economic Development to get tax-exempt allocation to create this program, and that's how we keep the rates really low for Pennsylvania families.
So how low does it go? Is it variable depending on credit scores and all those other sort of traditional?
It is. There's a range of rates that are for each product. The lowest rate we have is about 4.1% up to 8.20, and that's important because most of our competitors are at double digits when they're providing rates to students, and ours we're keeping right down around 8%, 7% for parents, and around 6% to refinance as a debt management tool.
Well, I have to confess to you gentlemen that I was very fortunate in that my father paid for my college education, so I am completely lost in this whole world of student loans and student loan debt. Obviously, it is a huge story right now in the national news cycle with President Biden's announcement that he's going to cancel up to $20,000 of some individuals' student loan debt. But Rick, you know, JBT has been providing loans even before the PA Forward. Is that correct? You've been helping students be able to get to college through some loans?
I would say in some levels of capacity we have, but like you said, it's a very complicated industry. So when it comes to student lending financing, even myself, I'm learning through it. I got a son going to college this past year, and just trying to figure out how you go about it, what's federal government stuff, what is your private lending, what's your grants, your scholarships, it's very complicated. So when Ken reached out to JBT, it was like, well, this is perfect because there's a lot of people that are uneducated about student lending. And our partnership with them allows us to be able to provide that education and the tools to find that type of private financing.
What I think is really neat about the PA Forward student loan program is that it can either be, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ken, the student can take out the loan on their own. They can take it out with their parents. They can take it out as their parents co-signing. Is that three different things or two different things?
So really, a student can take out a PA Forward student loan so long as they can meet the credit criteria and they have the debt-to-income ratio, because it is a credit-tested loan. We're not in the business of making loans to people who can't demonstrate that they can pay them back, because that does no one any good. So a parent can take the loan out in their name if they want to take it out for their dependent son or daughter, or they can allow their son or daughter to take it out. And if the son or daughter doesn't have the credit criteria, the parent can co-sign for them.
I would imagine that works out well for that young person because that helps them to establish the much needed credit that we all need in the world moving forward. Is this applicable credit that, you know, would help them in furtherance of getting a car loan somewhere down the line?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of the time, this is probably their first credit they've ever taken out, because they just turned 18, probably didn't have a car loan or anything at this point. So a student loan most likely is their first loan they've ever had.
Part of the problem is not so much the loans. As I've been following this in the news, it's not the loans, it's the interest that some of these people are in debt for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's what's killing them. I've seen some reports where some of these people have said, listen, I'm willing to pay the loan, but do something about the interest. So right. I think that's what's so exciting about this program is that, as you've indicated, you're in the single digits, which is huge for somebody taking out a loan.
Yeah, a couple of points on that I'd like to make. For PA Forward student loans, I just want to point out that we only make sure that the amount that a borrower takes out is what's certified by the school. So when someone applies, for instance, for a $10,000 student loan, we send it to the school and say, hey, Laura applied for a $10,000 student loan, and the school comes back and says, yeah, they only need $5,000, so they cut the loan back to what they need. Because the last thing we need is people getting extra proceeds because it's convenient, and then they go buy pizzas and cars and go to spring break and that kind of thing. So only borrow what they need.
And to be fair, I've even heard that some of them use that as, their books and their living.
Well, and that's up to the institution. Most schools will allow students to take out PA Forward student loans to cover books, tuition, housing, and their meal plans.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
So,
but it's the pizza.
Right. But to your point about the interest, we do offer four different options for the students when they take the loan out. And that with in mind that we want them to be able to pay the interest during the time that they're in school or a portion of it, so that when they graduate, not all that interest over 4 years has built up. So we offer an interest-only plan or a partial interest plan. They can either pay the interest per month, which is minimal, or they can pay $20 a month towards the interest, so that by the time that they graduate, they're pretty much just paying back what they borrowed. And I think that's important.
I think that's huge. That sounds huge to me. Have you had a lot of interest, or is this just starting, this PA Forward, Rick? I mean, have people been made aware of this, and are they, really starting to want to apply for them?
Yeah, from our perspective, I mean, it's new to JBT. This relationship's brand new, just a couple months old. We've had interest in it. I mean, we've obviously put out all kinds of communications through our, internet, websites, our mobile apps, things like that, to try to drum up some interest, to let them know that this exists and that we have this partnership and, hey, we can help you get through this pain of not knowing what to do. They get this bill in August and they're like, how am I going to pay this $15,000 bill? This is where we can actually help and connect those dots for them.
Yeah. How many community banks across Pennsylvania, aside from JBT, now they're number one, of course, but how many other community banks are there in Pennsylvania participating?
Right now we have 32 banks signed up, and you can find that on www.fia.org. We have the list of all the community banks, and most community banks play nice in the sand in Pennsylvania. There's a little competition in some areas, but, for the most part, if you're a longtime community bank customer, you have that loyalty, and that's important.
Well, I just think that this is such an amazing step forward, because as a parent, you do your best with the 529 plan and the various different things, but that's, unless you had the ability to really smack away a lot of money in that, that's only going to be a small benefit to the average working person, working family. It'll offset a few things, but not everything. This is really going to be just a load off of people's shoulders, to realize that they can help their child achieve their dreams, go to school, get the degree that they want to get, if that's, or the, I imagine, technical school, any of these higher ed schools.
Yeah, any school in Pennsylvania that is approved by the Federal Department of Education will lend to.
Okay.
One of the biggest benefits for the program is that each student gets a 50 basis point graduation interest rate reduction when they graduate with their degree. And that happens automatically. They don't even have to apply for it. And then if they sign up for direct debit, they get another 25 basis points. So you get 75% off of your already existing low rate if you just graduate and sign up for ACH.
Wow.
So there's great benefit.
And I was thinking, as you were talking about you're going through with the process with your son, Rick, you're a step ahead of normal people because you're in banking. And yeah. it's that
still
confusing.
Yeah, it's still complicated. Like you said, the FAFSA, all that stuff was a whole learning experience of, and that's the shocker when you get that back and they say, well, basically you're going to have to support the entire cost of your child's education. And then that's when it hits you. It's like, wow, how am I going to support that? How am I going to do that?
You never realized you were Diamond Jim Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, how are you going to go about connecting, and filling that financing gap and you have to learn. And like I said, being in the banking industry was a struggle for me. So I can imagine not being in the banking industry, trying to connect the dots where you can go online and try to figure it out, but having a local person that can actually talk with you and kind of walk you through the steps.
Did your JBT staff, did they have to kind of get some training and, yep. and understand all these different gap resources and
Absolutely.
Things?
Absolutely. We had training. We also had Ken did some individual training with our sales team so that we can bring everybody's level of education and knowledge up.
It's great. It really is great. Jonestown Bank and Trust partnering with FIA for the PA Forward Student Loan Program. It's available now.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.